Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of BBFOhio.com and the conclusion of our final study in Ephesians, covering chapter 6, verses 19 through 24, titled, The Humanity of Paul. This is part 2 of 2.
That first paragraph stood out, and that's all I read. That third paragraph looked too much like a genealogy to me. So I didn't read that part. I mean, can you imagine how rude that is just on a human level? That's what people do with God's letters. Just reading those parts that sound really good on a bumper sticker. One time somebody cut me and said, I saw the Bible verse on my t-shirt. They said, I love that verse. I said, yeah, and I started talking about the rest of the, you know, the context. And they looked at me like, oh, I'm going to have to read that sometime. They had read that verse on t-shirts and bumper stickers. That's the only place they'd ever seen it. They'd never actually read it in the Bible. And when you read the Bible, keep it real. Keep it real. I'm telling you this stuff this morning because so many people struggle reading their Bible. And a lot of it is because they don't keep it real. They don't read it like it's a real letter. They don't read it from cover to cover. And as long as Christians, anybody who is a saved, professing Bible believer, as long as they will only hop around in this book, you're never going to get it. And you're never going to grow up. You'll always be... You know how many times through the years, people who have actually sat there when I've taught things and then come up later and say, well, what about this? And they say, well, you remember back when we taught through that. We went, and they look at me like, oh no, now he knows I'm not really paying attention. But that doesn't happen just with the preacher. God's Spirit in you. He's there when you're praying. He's the intercessor and you're saying, Lord, help me to understand such and such. And at times you just think the Lord's going to say, it's right there in my book. And you've been saved how many years and you've never even read that? Come on now. And I've heard people say that that's exactly, maybe not exactly, but that's kind of the thing the Holy Spirit does with them. Suddenly a light goes off and says, you know, I need to grow up. You can't just live on snack time. You can't just live on dessert. It's time to eat the whole meal. Get your veggies with the meat. Amen? Amen? And he closes here by saying, peace be to the brethren and love with faith. Tychicus, he names. And he gives us a little bit about Tychicus. But he's a part of the big picture. A part of the family. Peace be to the brethren and love with faith. Look at that. It's all about what? Love with what? Faith. Think about that. The age you live in, I want you to think about those three words. This Laodicean church, but the world in general. It's all about what? Love. Period. Love. A lot of the CCM music coming out, the reason I don't like it, because they'll sing things like, I was saved by love. Period. It's love with faith. The world has a version of love, and it's emptiness. All you need is love. Wah, 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 wah. No, that's not all you need. And the love you have must be the love with faith. All right, now tie it together. Faith cometh by what?
Hearing.
And hearing by the
word of God.
That's telling you, if you're a mature saint and you put two and two together, love with faith is love that is biblical faith. Amen. Love that is based on biblical, the biblical model of love. Love with faith. Look, it says, peace be to the brethren and love with faith. There is no peace to those who are not saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. But even the saved can be robbed of their peace and can have a loveless existence when it's not biblical love. And that love with faith can only come from one place, and that's the rest of the verse. Read verse 23 with me. Peace be to the brethren and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Last night I was channel flipping. They had this poor little girl on America's Got Talent, I think, Channel 4 on NBC. When I see little kids on those shows, it breaks my heart because they always turn them into a bunch of freaks. And they ruin their lives. And they make them miserable. And I had just this week watched a thing on Whitney Houston. Young lady raised in a Baptist church. Started singing in a Baptist church. Had her funeral at a Baptist church. But that funeral came at the end of a miserable life. Drugs basically killed her. Just so happened that they had this cute little girl in there. Sang like you wouldn't believe. And one of them, I can't always remember the names of the people in those shows, but one of them looked and said, "So, what's your goal in life?" And she says, "I want to be just like Whitney Houston." I said, "Lord, help us. Lord, help her. You don't want to be like Whitney Houston." And that's what they do with these little child stars. They don't have any peace. They don't have love with faith. Their lives are filled with materialism, drugs, pride, arrogance. It was really sad when Whitney was starting to go downhill. I was a child of the 80s and into the 90s and watched all this happen. And she said that the song that really expressed her faith, "The greatest love of all is happening to me. I've found the greatest love of all inside of me." And you listen to the lyrics, it's all about her loving herself. We talked about it in the last couple of weeks. That's not Christianity. That's not love with faith. Loving yourself is the opposite of Christianity. And you will not have peace when it's you that you're in love with. Now, I got to be honest with you. It's something I never struggled with. The self-love thing, once I got saved, I was like, I'm a sinner. And I can be stupid. I say stupid things a lot of times. I do stupid things. You ought to see me walking around the house looking for things all day long. Mariah is my child. Ask her what it's like to have my jeans. She's got her glasses on today, but she didn't have them on earlier this week. I'll leave it at that. And so I'm not Mr. Wonderful, and I know that. But I've met so many people, especially Christians. "I am blessed and highly favored." In a real way, you are. But the people who go around spouting that all the time, you watch them, they really think they're something. They really do. And they get this all about me stuff puffed up. And what it ought to be is, I want to praise the one who's doing the blessing. I want to praise the one who's doing the favoring. I want to praise the one who has saved me from a lake of fire. Amen. I want to praise the one who has given me His Holy Spirit, giving me this book, giving me the privilege of ministering, preaching the gospel. That's who we ought to praise. That's who we ought to lift up. puff up Jesus, don't puff up self. And it comes from our strength, our peace. The love with faith comes from, it's not something you create in yourself. It's not about you. It comes from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So whatever it is you are even able to do, whatever it is you accomplish, it's because of Him.
Amen.
We need to stop seeing life as being about me. And I didn't say this, again, we've talked about this some from time to time, but I didn't say this before, I'll say it now. It affects your Bible reading. When it's all about you, the first problem you're going to have is finding time for the Bible. Because it's all about you, and you've got so much you need to do for you. And so you'll hear people say, I just can't find time to read the Bible. I mean, I've got my programs DVR'd, and I don't want to waste that, so I've got to watch the DVR programs, and I have to call up all my girlfriends and gossip. I mean, I got to keep up on what's going on, don't I? Yeah. And then,
we got football, and then we got baseball, and then we got basketball, and then those overlap now. We don't have a time where there's not one of those going on. And I don't just watch my team. I watch all the other teams so I can know what's going to happen when my team plays those teams. And I'm not only going to watch the games, I listen to it on talk radio. And then I put on the ESPN 360 and then I watch it all evening long. But I just can't find time to read my Bible. Pray for me. Pray for me. Yeah, I'll pray for you that you can't pay the cable bill. We're simply part of the family of the... When you start seeing yourself as less... Remember John the Baptist? I must decrease, he must increase. You start seeing yourself as not what it's all about. And part of the body. Part of the family of God. Just one of the redeemed. It transforms you. And here's another thing it'll do. When you're violated or you lose out on something or someone treats you bad, you don't take it so seriously. But if you think you're something, how dare you say that about me? You're going to ruin my reputation. As though you haven't done enough already to ruin that reputation. Who do you think you are? Well, obviously you think you're something. I'm a nobody. But because of somebody, Jesus, I'm now in His body.
Amen.
That's all that matters. And the last verse, read that with me. Grace be with all them that love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. Amen. Now you got to be careful with this. Everyone who's saved in here today is your brother or sister in Christ. Everybody in any church today that's saved is your brother or sister in Christ. Anyone today who's not in church for whatever reason, if they're saved, they're your brother and sister in Christ. Anybody who's ever lived who was saved is your brother and sister in Christ. But if they're not saved, they're not your brother or sister.
Amen.
Not everybody is a child of God. We're taught this in order to give us this whole one world, hold hands and sing, we are the world stuff. You are not a child of God, you're a creation of God. But you're not a child of God unless or until you're born again.
Amen.
Unless or until you have believed on Jesus Christ, repenting toward God with faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I'm a sinner. Jesus died and paid for my sins. He shed His blood and paid the full price for sins. He was buried and He rose again the third day, conquering sin and death. For that reason and that reason alone, I am saved. And that's all that really matters. Beyond that, it's not about me. Beyond that, it's all about Him. And so I can look at anybody who is saved and say, brother, sister, we have Sister Marilyn with us this morning. All I want to know when she came in that door is she saved? So she's my sister. I never met her before today. She's my sister. Some of you haven't met her yet. Well, you better, because she's your sister. Amen? And there are all kinds of people out there we never even met yet that are our brothers and sisters. What a gathering that's going to be, amen? But there are also a lot of frauds. There are a lot of people who call themselves Christian and they're not. That includes a lot of preachers. The grace is to all them that love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. There is no grace for those who don't belong to Jesus Christ. And they are the ones you better be careful, because Paul warned as he closed the book of Acts that grievous wolves would rise up in your midst. So you better look out. You better be discerning. Amen? And that I'm emphasizing as much about other preachers as anybody. You better be careful who you listen to. You better be an Acts 17:11 Christian. Search the Scriptures daily to see if what you've been taught is so. And understand that Satan has his ministers. Ministers of righteousness is what they appear as, Paul said. Even as Satan himself can appear as an angel of light. And so, at the end of your Bible, you might see right after that last verse, in the Received Text manuscript, which most of the King James Bibles reflect, the manuscript ended with these words, written from Rome unto the Ephesians by Tychicus. My Bible says that. Is everybody's Bible? Do you have that? Some of you don't? Yeah, it's not going to be there. That's at the end of, it should be in your Bible. It's in all the manuscripts. To the Ephesians, written from Rome. Is it in the Pew Bible?
No.
Somebody using one? You can look it up. Charles in the back. They don't put it in there. You look that up for me. See if it's in the Pew Bible there, brother. Oh, it is? Jenny found it? Okay. Okay, so we don't have to burn those. All right. I'm kidding. Yeah, it should be right at the end. After the last verse. And what I'm getting at is that I want you to understand your Bible ought to have that in there. But also, look at what this means. The actual writing of the words was done by Tychicus. Paul spoke, Tychicus wrote those words down. If he weren't a man of God, Satan could have used him. If he weren't a man of God, Tychicus could have been like our news media, who don't really give you the truth. Rephrasing, spinning, giving their own agenda. Tychicus played an important role in you having your Bible. Real quick, he was there for Paul in Colossians. The end of the Epistle of Colossians, you'll find the words, if your Bible has them, it should, written from Rome to the Colossians by Tychicus and Onesimus. Isn't that something?
Mm-hmm.
He's in there a few times. Timothy knew Tychicus. You know Timothy, 1 and 2 Timothy, the epistles? In 2 Timothy 4:12, Paul says, and Tychicus have I sent to Ephesus. So Timothy knew who Tychicus was. We don't know how close they were, but that's in the Bible. Titus knew Tychicus. Over in Titus 3:12, when I shall send Artemas unto thee, or Tychicus, be diligent to come unto me to Nicopolis, for I have determined there to winter. Ain't that amazing? And we're going to close in Acts chapter 20. We're going to see Tychicus amongst the brethren in Acts. Now, how many of you had any idea that Tychicus is in the Bible that many times?
Ain't that something?
Amen.
It's a good book. And the more you study it, you're going to think you learn it, and then you're all of a sudden going to say, whoa, I didn't know that. I thought I knew it all. Look at that. And I got to be honest with you, I knew he was in there a couple of times, but I didn't know it was this many times. That's why I'm sharing it with you. I thought this was amazing.
Amen.
Acts chapter 20. Beginning of verse 1. And after the uproar was ceased. Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Just take note. Paul was a troublemaker. Because I get that a lot. People are like, you know, why don't you tone it down a little bit? Won't you? You ought to get along with people better. I say, hey, man, I'm just doing what I see in the Bible. Causing an uproar. Amen?
Amen?
And after the uproar was ceased, Paul called unto him the disciples and embraced them and departed for to go into Macedonia. Stephen, did you get that? Hugs in the Bible. Just make a note. You see a brother and don't, you know, he's a little hesitant about giving you a hug? Acts chapter 20. Verse 2. And when he had gone over those parts and had given them much exhortation, he came into Greece. Verse 3, and there abode 3 months, and when the Jews laid wait for him, as he was about to sail into Syria, he purposed to return through Macedonia. So the Jews, the unbelieving Jews, are trying to get Paul. They want to kill it. And verse 4, and there accompanied him into Asia. Somebody help me, is that Sopater or Sopater? I'll check with Alexander later. We know he was of Berea. And of the Thessalonians, Aristarchus and Secundus and Gaius of Derbe and Timotheus, that's Timothy. And of Asia, who?
Tychicus.
And Trophimus. Verse 5, these going before tarried for us at Troas. This Tychicus character was around a lot. He was a comfort to Paul. He helped him write several books in your New Testament, the epistles. And he was right there helping Paul along. But some of you this morning, and I'm not saying this, please understand what my emphasis isn't. You're dumb. Why are you so ignorant? No, I told you, I didn't really grasp fully what we're learning here this morning. The point isn't you're dumb. We're all learning. Amen?
Amen?
The point is, he's such an important character and you didn't know him. And you know what? There's no evidence in the Bible he cared that he wasn't well known. That's you. When I first went into the ministry, a preacher take me, put his arm around me, and he said, now son, now's when you're going to prove whether or not you're called of God. And you know what he did? Handed me a toilet brush. And I would go and scrub the toilets. I would mop. I even did windows. And I went soul winning, door to door. Went out and did street ministry. And then after some time, I started to teach. I was actually having this conversation with Lewis just a little while ago. But it's true of all of you. Now, God hasn't called all of you to teach. But you have an important role to play that will not possibly, most likely, most people, it's not going to get your name on things. But you are as important to this ministry, to your family, to your loved ones, as Tychicus.
Amen.
And just like this morning, you may have come in totally unaware of Tychicus. Today we got to know him. Judgment seat of Christ, we're going to get to know him even better.
Amen.
Same thing about you. You come in here this morning, you may be doing things that are a thankless task. No one even recognizes you're doing it. You're not getting your name on things, but there's coming a day called the judgment seat of Christ, and that's the day that Jesus is going to say, you are a good
and faithful servant. And we're all going to cheer and applaud, giving praise for all that you did for the glory of Jesus Christ. Grace be with all them that love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. Amen. I just close with asking, I hope and pray that's you.
Amen.
I hope this morning that you truly love Jesus Christ. Why? Because if you're saved, you love Him. If you're saved, you love Him. Anybody don't love Jesus isn't saved. He died and paid for your sins and mine. He got the victory over sin and death when He rose from the grave. You're going to heaven because of Jesus. Don't you love Jesus?
Amen.
Let's sing number 370 in the hymn book, if you would.
Psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, tune in to our internet radio station available every day, 24 hours a day, at bbfohioradio.com. Join listeners from over 150 nations, all 50 U.S. states, and other U.S. territories who are tuning in and receiving free Bible teaching at bbfohioradio.com.